One of the goblinses will put it on, and then no one will see him. He'll be there, but not seen. Not even our clever eyes will notice him, and he'll come creepsy and tricksy and catch us. Gollum, Gollum. Then let's stop talking, Precious, and make haste. If that Baggins has gone that way, we must go quick and see. Go. Not far now. Make haste.
With a spring, Gollum got up and started shambling off at a great pace. Bilbo hurried after him, still cautiously, though his chief fear now was of tripping on another snag and falling with a noise. His head was in a whirl of hope and wonder. It seemed that the ring he had was a magic ring. It made you invisible. He had heard of such things, of course, in old, old tales. But it was hard to believe that he really had found one, by accident. Still, there it was. Gollum, with his bright eyes, had passed him by, only a yard to one side. On they went, Gollum flip-flapping ahead, hissing and cursing, Bilbo behind going as softly as a hobbit can. Soon they came to places where, as Bilbo had noticed on the way down, side passages opened, this way and that. Gollum began at once to count them.
One left, yes. One right, yes. Two right, yes, yes. Two left, yes, yes.
And so on and on. As the count grew, he slowed down, and he began to get shaky and weepy, for he was leaving the water further and further behind, and he was getting afraid. Goblins might be about, and he had lost his ring. At last he stopped by a low opening on their left as they went up.
Seven right, yes. Six left, yes,
he whispered.
This is it. This is the way to the back door. Yes, here's the passage.
He peered in and shrank back.
But we dursn't go in, Precious. No, we dursn't. Goblins is down there. Lots of goblins is. We smell them. Shh.